Amen. There we go. Thank you, and welcome everyone. As I already mentioned, this is Youth Sunday, and this is also the Sunday of Pentecost. Two huge events in our church. The Sunday of Pentecost is when we look back and we celebrate God's Holy Spirit coming down to the disciples of Jesus and giving them power to understand each other across the boundaries of language, the boundaries of where they were from, and speak to one another and form the church. The church has now lasted for 2 millennia, that goes out into the world, even to today, and does great work throughout the nations. And obviously, people at times question the work of the church, question certain things about it. But I think it's unquestionable the amount of good that has come out of the Christian religion, that's come out of the church, that's come out of all of us going out in the world. Whenever there's a natural disaster, you see services, all types of Christians, working together across boundaries of where they're from, what church they belong to, language. Nothing seems to matter because we are all Christians. And that is the true power of God. And this morning, we celebrate that. We celebrate the creation of our religion, of our organized faith together. And what's most incredible to me about the work that we do as Christians, everyone has seen it on the news. Most of us have been part of it through homeless shelter, through relief for Hurricane Katrina, SSP, little things that we do in our community and throughout the world. But what's most incredible is that we don't have to do any of it. God doesn't force us. God doesn't come down and create the church with his hand. He doesn't push us to go here every Sunday morning. He doesn't force us to go to the places that we are in need. He calls us, but it's our job to answer the call. He gives us free will to choose to follow him or not. So that opens the question, why then? Why do we act? Why do we follow his word? Why do we make the conscious decision to live the life that Jesus Christ calls us to? Some people will tell you that it's out of pessimism and fear, that we're afraid that after we die, if we don't follow Christ's word, that we'll simply end up in hell or that bad things will happen. But I have a hard time believing that fear alone could cause so many people to stand up and proclaim the good news of Jesus. I have a hard time believing that fear alone can create the good in the world that we see. So if not fear, then what is it? It's the hope. It's the hope that Jesus gave us, born out of his love for us. It's the hope that Jesus says that someday that he's going to return and that he will proclaim the ultimate good news, a paradise here on earth for those who believe in him, that he will create anew the kingdom of God here on earth, and that in our time of waiting, it is our job to come as close to that as we humanly possibly can. And at the center of Christ's message is love. Love for one another. Love for each other. Love for those in need. And that's where we reach out as Christians. We reach out in that spirit, in the spirit of love, to do the work that Christ calls us. And without love, truthfully, we have no direction as a church. We don't have the will. We don't have the empowerment to go out and do the work of Jesus in the world. And we're talking today a lot about empowerment and what empowers us. And a lot of what enables us to go forth in the world and do the work that we feel called to do. And I don't know about you, but I think it's an empowering... It's a great thing to hear people, to have the ability to say, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I am a Christian. I am someone who knows what I stand for, who's willing to go forth and proclaim that good news. But even more incredible is the ability to turn to one another as we do every Sunday, as most of us do every day, our families, our church, our work, and say that we are Christians. To say that together we are working for the same goal, that we're working in the same spirit, that we're working for the same thing. It's a little bit different to say, I am a Christian, than to say, we are Christian. It gives our faith that support system, that backbone that we need, that despite everything, we know that instead of just one believer, that we are a community of believers, that together, we can work for a better future. I think that's a little bit more empowering, personally. Look around. Look at the body of Christ. Look at all the work that we're doing as a church. Look at the work that our youth group has done. I mentioned some of it earlier. If you open your eyes, you can see the true beauty that is the church. And that's what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating Jesus Christ in the world, because we are Jesus Christ in the world. We are his light. We are his spirit. We represent him every day in our lives. We go forth and we proclaim the good news through our actions, through our words, through our work, through our daily lives. And that is the most incredible thing. And Pentecost is the beginning of that. Pentecost is the beginning of our church's work in the world. And today, I think our church is a pretty good representation of it. We have our third graders who, as Connie and Pastor C point out, they still have their Bible that they got in third grade. I know I still have mine, and I'm sure most of you do as well. We have our third graders, we have our youth leading the worship, and outside we have the United Methodist men doing a fundraiser all on the same Sunday. And it just shows the community that we have here, the spirit of our church, going forth as one body to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. So now, I just will close with asking you to go forth and remember the spirit of Pentecost. Remember God's calling and feel the Holy Spirit within you. Feel the Holy Spirit within each other. Go forward and empower each other.
Amen.
Empower the world.
Amen.
And always remember why we're here, and that is to live a Christian-filled life.
Amen.